Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let me give you an Eagles tidbit right here for all the people out there that are saying, use the first round draft pick, get a running back, get Josh Jacobs from Alabama. Well, he had his pro day today. He ran a 4.6-ish.
Oh, that's awesome.
I don't think he's not going to be a first round pick now. It's not like he was dominant in college and he just ran a poor 40 time. He doesn't have that much experience.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. And this is why I'm glad I waited to after the, you know, combines and all this stuff. You can actually get measurables on these guys, these coaches. They can actually look at them a little bit more, and these scouts will start to get a different feel for these guys instead of the mock draft. People to just throw names on the board where they think guys are going. You start getting guys doing mock draft 2.0, 3.0, 4.0. Guy hasn't played a game in 2 months, but somehow he's moving up and down the damn draft board. My point is this. I don't think there's going to be a first-round running back at all.
Well, I don't think it's going to be him.
Because this is not a good class of running back. Let's put it this way. To me, there would be, in that class in 2016, you can almost go through 10 running backs before you would get to Josh Jacobs. If he's the top running back in this class, you can get close to 10 running backs that
easy
that would project to be higher, be better than he is
easy
coming out. Now, we know we've seen Fournette, so people are down on him, but he was a consensus
top five pick. I would still take Fournette probably over Jacobs because they're the same player, except he's actually done it in the NFL.
Yes. Run CMC, you'd take him.
Stud.
Right? Dalvin Cook, even with the injury, is a better player than Josh Jacobs.
Yep.
Kareem Hunt.
Yep.
Joe Mixon. Alvin Kamara.
Danelle Humphrey. all right, maybe not him.
Hell, I actually have him in the category of a James Conner.
What I saw from James Conner last year, I'd take James Conner
exactly.
Right now.
I don't know if he's as good as the kid in Indy who I like coming out of college. Mac. I can't think of his first name.
Marlon Mack.
South Florida. Yeah. Out of South Florida.
Stud.
Because he can catch the ball well out of the backfield.
Yeah.
You run a 4.6-ish as a running back. Not that you can't be effective, but what you lack is breakaway speed, game-breaking speed. And to me, that's what first-round type talent is.
Agreed. So we'll follow that. But if you're thinking that Jacobs is going to be somebody that Howie picks, don't count on it. Don't count on Howie Reeks.
Unless it's in the second round.
Well, second round's totally different. You're right. I think he's a second-round running back at this point. With that 40?
Yeah.
Now, Shukupati also tweets this out of The Athletic. Ronald Darby's new deal is in. The figures on it, right?
Okay.
$6.5 million for the year. $4.5 million fully guaranteed.
Okay.
Additional $2 million in performance roster bonuses. Can earn an additional $2 million through other incentives tied to playing time and performance. Max value $8.5 million.
Right. So you got to be a Pro Bowl corner basically to begin.
If he plays 16 games and he's really good, he'll make closer to $8.5 million than not.
Yep.
All right. Still not happy about it, Ike. I mean, all right, I'm just gonna say. I would have stuck with what I had. Mm-hmm. What I saw out of that group last year after Darby got hurt was everybody stepped up and they became a tougher secondary. Why are you bringing a guy back that was a soft secondary when he was playing? I know he's got skills, he's got talent, he's got speed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Something tells me giving up a third-round pick kind of pushed him in this
corner. Made him pot committed to doing it.
Because they gave up a third-round pick to get Darby.
They did. They did, so they get a little bit more value out of it, so it doesn't seem like it was a total wash.
Because you got to say to yourself, you gave him a third-round pick for a young corner, and now you're looking for a corner again?
Well, thank God they didn't feel the same with Golden Tate and give him $23 million to keep him.
I got to tell you, we're complaining about the one-year $8 million. I was hearing a long-term deal was in the place. Was
with Darby
being thought about, yeah.
They were trying to get that done?
So we may be thankful it's only a one-year deal.
All right. Back to the phones. Andy in Mullica Hill. Hi, Andy.
Hey, guys. How you making out today?
How are you?
Excellent. Hey, I got a great Phil Martelli story. A couple of them, actually. I have a special place in my heart for Phil because I'm a Villanova alum, and my daughter actually is a Hawk alum, and she was the actual female Hawk last year. She was the Hawk for the team.
Oh, no way.
Yes. So she's only been the third one in history, and he knew I was a Villanova alum, but still gave her a shot at being the Hawk, and she loved it. But the funny story about Phil was that before every home game, you would see him walk around the court and walk every 5 to 10 feet and lean over and pick something up. And after a while, I'm like, what the hell is he picking up? Here he was picking up all the feathers that were leaving her wings while she was flapping. And they literally had to glue them back on after every single game because the feathers were coming off on the suit. So the suit was definitely
Does it get
better.
Tiring to having to flap your wings the entire, you know, you can never stop doing it? Bet she's got good triceps. And
yeah, so she wore one of those Fitbit watches for a while, and it was probably somewhere between 1,500 and 2,000 calories a game that she was flapping. So it was a really special time in my life, and Phil really took her under her wings and made it happen. And it was even better because she won a scholarship for her last year. So that was proud papa. So just wanted to share that. My daughter's definitely distraught today, but they'll be all right.
Appreciate it, Andy. Yeah, I mean, listen, it almost feels like to me it's the beginning of the end of the Big Five because Villanova is Villanova. Villanova is just Villanova. It's not the Big Five anymore. Before it used to be the teams, and Nova always had kind of that, they were kind of the excluded team because they were Nova mainline. They were more successful than everybody else. They'd won the national championship. And then the other teams were like Philly teams, and there was that great rivalry. It's just, it's non-existent. Temple plays tonight in the NCAA tournament, and Nova, unless you're a Temple fan, nobody cares. Anybody care if Temple's in the tournament tonight? Anybody?
Yeah, man. Come on, man.
You care?
You know what the crazy thing is?
You don't give a damn, Mike.
I know a lot of people like Tom Kelly will argue.
Tom's a Sixers start tonight.
Right.
People say that it doesn't count. Teams have gone from that line to the Final Four. That's actually like a place that
what line?
Teams have gone from that. No, I'm not kidding.
Ben, there's a 0% chance Temple's may even coming close to the Final Four.
That's the interesting thing is that's the feeling. Like we saw how they reacted when they got in the tournament. There's this feeling on the program that even though they are on a seed line where a lot of teams will make deep tournament runs, it's like nobody cares or believes. Even the players, when they reacted, they clapped. They weren't even cheering. There's no energy, even though the team is good enough to be in a line where teams go to Final Fours. Nobody believes in this team. There's no buzz anymore. None.
No. There's no buzz. The Sixers have buzz right now. The Phillies have buzz that they signed Bryce Harper. It's going to be an exciting year. The Flyers, actually, with your new goalie, Ben.
At Carter Hart, yeah.
Yeah, exactly right. There's some buzz among Flyers fans. I don't hear a lot of non-Flyers, like non-Flyers homers or fans that are talking anything about it. But then there's football, which everybody talks about. Which Eagles. That's all we talk about, football. The Eagles have ruined sports for us.
Mm-hmm.
Ruined all the sports, Ike. Let's go to Brian in Westchester. Hi, Brian. And I'm fine with it, by the way. Yes.
Hey, guys.
Hey, buddy.
I think an argument can be made that basketball and football have evolved and gotten better from a fan perspective. Baseball and hockey have really just gone in the toilet. It's unwatchable, in terms of me, at least.
All right, well, why?
Well, I mean, baseball, there's absolutely no movement going on. There's, you know, strikeouts, and you can't get ahead if, you know, they have the whole goddamn defense switched to the one side of the field. It's just, you got pitchers coming in and out. It's just
so the sport's become boring to you.
Yeah. Baseball, especially hockey. The Flyers were always unique in that they were the underdog team. They had that physicality, that demeanor to them that really connected with this city. That's no longer there. It doesn't exist anywhere in the NHL.
You know, Brian, you know what I think it is? What a big part of it is? I think we've changed, but the sports haven't. Mm-hmm. Society's changed. Think about it. Think about how we view our sports.
Yeah.
We don't even need to watch the games to watch the games.
No, you said exactly right. In baseball, you know, I don't know if they have made a final decision on the whole shift thing. They got to get rid of that. They got to get rid of that. And I understand.
Totally agree.
I understand you want guys to be able to hit the ball the other way, learn. Hey, dude, no. Baseball is a business, and it's in the business of making money. And in order to make money, you have to keep fans interested. Hello, McFly. McFly, we don't watch baseball to watch ground outs and fly outs. We watch baseball because we want to see people get hits. We want to see runs scored.
That'd be nice.
That's why you watch baseball. It's already hard enough to hit a baseball without a shift. You mean to tell me I got to sit up and watch 100 at bats and he's lucky to get a hit 25 times out of that 100? And you're going to throw a shift in there to where you may take away 5 to 10 more hits?
Well, they're having four outfielders against Bryce
Harper.
Yeah,
four outfielders. I'm like, what are you doing? what are you doing?
You're right. Baseball needs to end it.
Like baseball, understand, forget about all this nonsense about playing the game the way it's supposed to be played. And I don't want to hear that. No, you're about keeping interest in your sport. It's the reason why people are moving away from the sport.
But to the point, the NFL has changed with the times. The NFL has adjusted with rule changes. They say, you know what fans like? Even though they'll say they don't, they want more offense.
Yes.
With more offense comes more excitement, comes more touchdowns, comes more viewers.
And you know what else they like? Yeah. Seeing their starting quarterbacks week in and week out.
Protecting the quarterback.
So as much as that ruffles the feathers of the old dinosaurs who want their football to be violent and everything else, no, the NFL is about making money. And the more of the top quarterbacks they can keep healthy for 16 weeks, the more teams are going to have a chance to be in the playoffs, and the more people, the more viewership you're going to have, because the more fan bases believe they have a shot to win. That's why they want good quarterback play.
Exactly right.
They want that. They don't want you killing the quarterbacks.
Yep. They don't want you killing the quarterbacks because they want to kill the other sports. 888-729-9494.
Well, they're off to a pretty good start here.
Unbelievable. Fran Dunphy, after the Temple's tournament, will be gone from Big Five basketball. Phil Martelli, gone from Big Five basketball after years, 24 years as the head coach of the St. Joe's Hawks. Mm-hmm. It feels like the Big Five doesn't even exist anymore. Why? Is it just sports? Is it football? 888-729-9494. And in honor of Haloti Ngata retiring yesterday from the NFL, we'll ask you for a, how do we say it, a forgetful Philly athlete? Haloti Ngata is
your most forgettable Philly athlete.
Haloti Ngata is a great example of a forgettable Philly athlete. We'll forget that he was ever here because what did he do here? There's a full list of Philly athletes that we forget were here. Forgettable Philly athletes, 888-729-9494. Like Jeff Blake is someone a friend texted me.
Oh, it's my teammate, man.
My teammate, man.
Jeff Blake.
Blake
was cool.
Tige Wigginton on the Phillies.
Yeah, I was going to say, I remember the name.
Antonio Freeman.
Oh, Free Dog.
I remember him.
Oh, yeah.
But you can remember him, but they were more or less.
Oh, yeah, Free was good people.
Forgetful.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!